We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And everybody knows hour two is always the most fun part of the show. This is where we get down and dirty. It's kind of like the backstage after concert. And then we talk to Dr. Dean and we do all kinds of cool and groovy dancing. And this is not going to be any different because we are going to go wide open to talk about one of the things that we just love so much in the whole wide world and the things that we don't understand more than anything, which is the RNA drops. And in order to do that, we're going to bring on Greg Sanders, who was one of the very first people to use the drops. And he's got a lot to say about all kinds of things because he's been at the health and wellness and vitality thing for a long time. So let me see if he's around. Anything you want to say about the first hour, Carolyn, before we bring Gregory in?
Yeah, it was great. I want everyone to get a copy of the ebook. Send it. It's a free ebook. You can send it out to all your friends and family because, you know, when guys are talking to guys, I think it's much more dramatic that these gentlemen are sharing their stories, and that's what sort of can pull people in, make them realize, well, gosh, if that guy can do it, I can do it. I mean, that's what I feel in my world. If I see someone doing something, and well, if they can do it, I can do it. So that's what stories are for, right, Ginny?
Yes, absolutely. They are definitely for encouragement and inspiration, 100%. And, you know, we can't make medical claims and stuff. So we do rely on people to share their experience. But we do have that commonality, Carolyn, as you said. And if it works for somebody else, it could very well work for me. And mm-hmm. That's what we're all about, is sharing that information. So let's bring on our next guest. Greg, are you there?
Testing.
There's another radio voice, Ginny. Yes, you're surrounded by them.
I am. I know, it's amazing. Hey, how are you?
It's a beautiful evening. I'm good.
Okay, very good. So we were talking in the first hour, Greg, and we told everybody that the Total Body Reset for Men book is available through drcarolyndeanlive.com now. If they go to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live and look in the menu at the top and hit books, the first book that you'll see is the Total Body Reset for Men. And that it's a compilation, 9 chapters of people who made their contribution based on their health experience. And of course, one of those being yours truly, yourself, and your health experience working with the products and Dr. Dean, but also just a little bit of your background. So if you wouldn't mind opening up with a little bit of your background and kind of what you contributed through the book.
Okay, well, I think I was a health hobbyist way back in the mid-70s. People thought I was kind of nuts when I would say things like, well, you are what you eat. That was totally inconceivable to most of them. But I followed a general regimen of just what I believed at the time with the information that was available of eating healthy and exercise and moderation and all that good stuff. What surprised me that I've seen for 40 years is that most people's idea of being healthy is lack of sickness. And they say, well, yeah, I'm healthy. I haven't been sick in years. And, you know, I've dozens of friends who said the same words, you know, oh, yeah, my dad was healthy, never sick a day in his life and dropped dead, you know, of a heart attack or stroke or whatever it was at the time. And I've had other friends who've been involved in marketing health food stuff. And they said the same thing. People go, well, why do I need this? I'm healthy. So it's the degree of healthiness gauged by the lack of disease. But we all know that, you know, a lot of the things that happen to people's body creeps up slowly, and people buy into the old age plan. And so they say, well, this is acceptable. You know, I'm supposed to creak when I'm in my 60s. I'm supposed to feel like this, et cetera, et cetera. So I've never been able to relate to people my own age, you know, just from a physical or a mental point of view. I've been a health hobbyist and looked at all the different, what's the perfect diet? What's the perfect water? What's the perfect meal? What's the, everything? And, you know, I've distilled it down to a few things that are perfect for me. And it really started a good 10, 11 years ago when I was lucky enough to be one of the first people to take the RNA drops. And once I started doing that, I literally ended all additional supplements. And, of course, this was before REMAG was available and some of the other things that Dr. Dean has brought to market. Literally stopped going to the chiropractor. Just had a feeling that this product was going to allow my body to do what it does naturally, which is keep me in top shape. Try to keep my mind out of it, balance in all things. And so I consumed them twice a day. And yes, there was tons and tons of small little effects that I noticed immediately. But having gone down that route for over 10 years, you know, I'm well into my late 60s. I feel great. It's nothing for me to move 2 tons of stone around in the garden over a weekend. And I think that the drops, although people say to me, you know, well what is it? Excuse me. And I think, you know, we have to entertain the fact that our bodies aren't just substance, but they're frequency. Mm. And although barley has been an old-timey water treatment program for farmers in their ponds for hundreds of years, if you look at the substance in the drops, you know, is that all that's all that is in it is responsible for, you know, what I've experienced over the last 10 years? And I'd say no. I would say, have to say, there's frequency involved. And it's not a well-understood science. But I've certainly seen enough effect. You know, I spoke about it in the book of my visiting my father up in Toronto, and he'd smack the back of his hand. I think he was 83 or 84. And I mean, it was black, scary, scary, scary black. And at the time, all I had was some of the concentrated RNA drops with me. And I put it on his hand 3 or 4 times, left him for the night, came back to see him early afternoon. He said, have a look at this. And the back of his hand was normal. I wish I had done it before and after. But I mean, that black, like, let's go to the hospital and amputate this kind of black, was all gone. So, you know, I've had enough feedback in my life. I put the drops in our Christmas tree here at home every year, and probably don't lose 2 cups of needles from Thanksgiving to well after New Year's. So it has a broad range of effects, and they're subtle. I've always believed that our body is way more powerful than the meme we've been told. You know, and this whole old age plan, if you don't believe me, just go try to buy a birthday card for somebody over 50 and look what they're saying on the birthday cards. Oh, you're getting old. Oh, yeah. Here's a gift certificate for Depends or whatever it is. And so I had to do my part. It's not just, you know, taking a supplement or an ingredient. I have to be able to discipline my mind and not buy into that old age plan. So the drops have been significant enough that it's probably the number one thing I would go to. I travel with them, take them every day, may have a rest on a Saturday or a Sunday. It's not like an aspirin, you know, where my headache's going to go away in 20 minutes. But there's enough external evidence for me to continue to take them, you know, as long as they're available.
Wow. Very nice. This is the point where, you know, when people say, well, prove it, or how do you know, and all the rest of it. Well, at a certain point, you just have to try something. And I think a lot of people have said to us about the drops, that they just got a feeling that they wanted to try them. They just had this intuition that it might be what they were missing. And I guess maybe I'll ask Ginny about what do customers say about the drops? I know we talk about the mood or enhancing where you're at or the detachment. Can you put it in better words than I'm able to?
Well, I think one of the things that Greg brought up, which I had totally forgotten about, was he stopped taking any other supplements he was on mm-hmm. at the time. Right. And now we don't have the luxury of telling people to do that because we don't want them to per se. But as you know, Greg said, it was before you had developed everything because the drops were first and then the Realign came out, then the Renew and then the Remag, even though you had Remag in development, it had not fully come to the market yet. In the first year and a half or so, we were running out with these other products. Mm-hmm. I think that in the beginning, when people were only taking the drops, that's where the real evidence of what the drops could do, because they were so powerfully contributing to people's heart health. I remember in specific, and remember, we had all the testimonials about people who had ejection fraction issues, blood pressure issues, and these kinds of things. And they seem to be very popular for circulatory problems. And they also had a lot of benefit for movement and pain, just people feeling lighter, easier, more free. But again, to Greg's point, you know, that could be the frequency or the homeopathic or however we want to talk about the energy medicine or the vibrational field or your force field or however people want to talk about that. The renewal of that position is, I think, very important.
Right. And to your point, Carolyn, I do remember us meeting a couple at a health expo, and these people were an absolute Adonis. They were organic and they were exercising, and I mean, they had clear eyes and they were floating off the floor. I remember you talking to them and they had a couple of issues and you just went, well, that's magnesium deficient. Mm-hmm. And I remember you talking to me a couple of weeks later and saying, yeah, they started taking your Remag and all those issues went away. They were organic. They were drinking pure water. I mean, whatever. They were on a program. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is, even if you're, you know, 100% organic and this and that, the world's changed. The soil has changed. Mm-hmm. The rain that comes down has changed. You know, there's not the minerals that are in food when I started on my, you know, health hobby quest back in the mid 70s. And that's why I started taking all the supplements, because I recognize that, and I do, we do a lot of seed analysis, soil analysis, water analysis, and I see the effect of it. The world's changed. So yes, I'm on the full program of the supplements with the RNA drops. And I know that my body is going to be able to adapt to any of the changes in the environment. And I trust that.
Right. Adapt, adopt, and survive. But it's more than survival. We are thriving. I mean, there's just no question. And here's where I should throw in the radish experiment. I know you guys have heard it a million times, but here's what I say. Where am I saying this? Oh, in the booklet, Complete Guide to the Completement Formulas. We have so many formulas now. We have a booklet, a 37-page booklet about them. And here's the radish experiment. It's been difficult to explain the RNA reset drops. So difficult, I haven't been able to write a book about them like I have for most of our other products. So in order to satisfy my scientific curiosity, I initiated the radish experiment. We talk about it in one of my webinars. And in the booklet, you can click to that webinar. We call the waste product from the drops, which is barley straw, because our RNA drops are made from germinating 100 pounds or more of barley seeds, for Pete's sakes. So what we did was put the... in one plot, we put the straw, dug it into the soil, and planted radish seeds. In the other plot, we didn't do anything. On day 25, both plots were harvested. We were shocked to find that the mash plot produced 85 pounds of large, beautiful, bright red radishes, The non-Mighty MASH plot only produced 3 pounds that passed inspection and could be sold. The majority were wormy, small, and deformed. So what I realized from this experiment was that insects, worms, bacteria, and weeds are only programmed to attack weak, dying, or dead life forms. It's their prime directive to take out the trash. Humans, animals, and plants are surrounded by similar invaders and only succumb when they are in a weakened state. RNA Reset MASH and infused the radishes with life and energy and made them incompatible with the organisms looking to cull out the weak plants. And what we know about our RNA Reset drops in the Mighty MASH, it's a prebiotic and a probiotic. So there are soil-based living bacteria that make their way into the soil, make their way into our bodies, and create the frequency that gives us this spark of life. What can you add to that, Greg?
I would agree, having also, you know, been a horticulturist and involved in hydroponics in another lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the life on this planet is in the top inch of soil. That's where all the organisms exist. And my pet theory with the MASH that we put in the soil is that it makes the bacteria happy. But then again, there's that frequency component, mm-hmm, where there's something that the plant can take up into its nutrient system, which typically are just chemicals. It can only take up nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and all the trace minerals. But something else is going on that causes that plant to respond to it. And I've seen it in my experiments with the multiple house plants that we grow here. Mm. It's beyond substance. And, you know, if people say to me, well, should I start taking the drop? Sure. But commit for 6 months. Because your body has been a certain way for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that humans don't usually allow in themselves is shock. And shock would be waking up one morning, you know, and all of a sudden jogging 10 miles and lifting 500 pounds and you know, running around the office and getting a million things done. So our bodies naturally temper, in my opinion, temper things down so that change is slow and isn't necessarily noticed. Mm-hmm. And to the case where we know people who have been first-class flight attendants, you know, all their life doing the Canada-Europe route and waking up every morning with jet lag in Germany or in England or in Ireland, and, you know, traveling with the drops. And all of a sudden, one day they wake up and they go, uh-oh, where's my jet lag? They don't even remember the last time they had it. And that's one of my pet things, is RNA also stands for relax and allow. You can't wake up reproducing yesterday, today, and expect change. So the product relaxed them enough for them to not even be able to go back in their mind and say, when did I stop feeling jet lag? Mm-hmm. And I've had those experiences myself, to the point where it's like, I don't care if a burning bush is talking to me. This is what I've experienced. And that's how it's worked, relaxing my mind so that my body can do its natural thing without my mind reinforcing, oh, I was born with fill in the blank. Right. Therefore, I am going to suffer this way. It helps to relax the mind. And I'm a perfect example of that.
Right. That detachment. Yes, Jenny, we've had many people who said to us, oh, all of a sudden I woke up and found out I no longer had my neck pain, knee pain, or whatever. Our friend with ankylosing spondylitis, I think the RNA drops were a big part of his turnaround, where the fused spine of ankylosing spondylitis that he'd had since he was a kid in his 50s, he started to ride a bicycle and just, you know, whip around like a kid. So, yeah, there are a lot of stories. And exactly like Greg says, though, we like you to hear about the stories, but don't think, well, tomorrow I'm going to wake up fine. It's almost like you take the drops And then you let them do their work and you stand back and you try not to even give it much attention either way. You just commit to take them for, the 6 months is a good amount of time, and then check in with yourself after a few months.
Yeah, I think go ahead. Sorry, Greg.
No, I remember a friend who started on the drops and met up with him, and he was a truck driver and just a regular old guy. And he said, well, how long was it before you had some effect or felt this or that, at the drops? And I was like, oh, I don't know, like 3 or 4 weeks. And he stared at me like I had three heads. Mm. And I'm like, well, what was it like for you? And he went like 30 hours. But he had no expectations, uh-huh. And that, I think, was the key. He had no expectations, didn't get his mind involved in it. And he went on a litany of things that he noticed as a truck driver and how he felt driving a truck. And he, so not everybody's like that. And this is why it's the best practice just to say to people, give it a try. Your body has its own intelligence. It will do with it what it needs to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, I've seen enough examples of that to say it's pretty valid.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other thing about the drops is the whole thing about what we saw with the Zydo machine, Carolyn, which is how it balances the out of balance stressors. And, going to the frequency, the energy, that component of who we are, which is very legitimate there. When we had people take the drops and then measured their energy field, then they took the drops and they measured it again, there was a sense of calm that had permeated the person. Mm-hmm. And those out of balance stressors came back into alignment. So I think that there is a lot to be said about if we had something for health, for mind health, for mental health, besides the obvious REMAG, which goes to the deficiency, if there's no nutritional deficiency, then I would think the drops would be that answer, because they do seem to level out people's minds.
Mm-hmm. And we called them RNA. We say relax and allow, but also we're pretty sure that the RNA will go into the DNA blueprint and help perfect the blueprint, because over time, our genetics does get tangled up with misinformation, miscalculation, abnormal forms that products like the 23andMe genetic testing, they get all wound up about, oh, there's all these abnormal DNA patterns and you could have this and you could have that. No, our body wants to be perfected, so we're giving it the building blocks. And I do think the RNA reset drops are the building blocks for RNA and DNA. Maybe at a certain point when we get through our other mineral studies that we're doing at the university level, maybe we'll be able to design a study and show what it can do. But in the meantime, you can be your own study, your own experiment. So that I wanted to say, are either James or Jason around? What are they getting from this discussion?
Jason left in the first hour, but let me just get James on. James, so you can come back. He's there.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever taken the drops, James?
Yes, I did. I took the drops for a few months, and I wasn't really dealing with anything. But one of the things I noticed was a really clean breathing. Is probably the best way I could say that. So normally, you'd have a sniffle or something. I just felt like I could fully inflate my lungs and have that extra breathing room, which is something that has actually persisted since then. So it just took me to another level.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's when I first started taking them, I don't know that I noticed much except the taste. And we were having people tell us that they tasted all kinds of different tastes. Mine was kind of a tobacco taste. And I immediately thought, oh, I'm detoxing my father's cigarette smoke. And Ginny, who was having the Dorito taste? There were all kinds of different reports from people. So we've realized they were hitting people on an individual personal level at their, you know, level of RNA and DNA, I would say. There's no standardization with these drops.
Yeah, I think the other thing, James, that you mentioned about the breathing reminded me that a lot of people use the drops to quit smoking.
Oh.
Remember back in the day when people were just taking the drops, they would notice that their addictions would start to fall away. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to smoke as much weed or cigarettes, or they didn't drink as much or the booze. So that, again, frantic sense of can't get satisfied. And I know personally, I had quit because I used to smoke, and I quit smoking when I was taking the drops, of course. And I went from, like in 3 weeks, it was just done. It was over. So I think that there's something to be said for that, because now I'm thinking back about some of the testimonials. There was a whole lot of people who reported that they didn't have the same addictive behaviors, that they had noticed a ceasing or a release of it altogether.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, Ginny, I know you're involved with the discussion, but have you been able to check the chat line? Are there
let me look.
Commenting or asking?
Okay, any questions? Nope, everybody's just listening. Well, that happens when we get good talkers on the show, is people just have a tendency to listen and take it all in. So we don't have any questions on the chat line right now. And I know you have some testimonials and some other things you want to share. If we have any go ahead.
There is one thing I did want to share. I think you remember we had an employee whose young son had face rash. And this is one of your customer services children. And of course, the mother had tried, 65 different salves and balms to put in this child's face. And, at 2 years old or even 1.5, the kid just looked like fell off their tricycle at 30 miles an hour. And so I introduced it to one of my employees who was the father. And he said, "What do you think about my son?" And I said, "Well, you just start using it yourself." He said, "Should I put it on his face?" And I just instinctively knew mom's put enough creams on this kid's face for a lifetime. I said, "You just start taking the drops." And of course, what does the boy want to do? Wants to emulate the father. "Daddy, daddy, let me have some." And I'll never forget his wife, who works for us in customer service, calling me literally in tears and saying, for the first time, all of this rash on his face was 90% gone. So can't be placebo. Little boy didn't even know what the heck they were taking. He just wanted to take what daddy was taking. And that was a wonderful story.
That's great. Yeah, Greg, I just came to mind. You have your story about skiing and maybe not necessarily the drops, but probably the Remag helping you ski like a kid again.
That was before the Remag.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember skiing. That was before Remag. I was skiing for the first time with the kids up in Virginia. Went down the slope and went, oh, yeah, there's the normal lactic acid burn in the back of your legs because skiing is using muscles that you don't normally use. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I gave it no attention. And it wasn't until 2 p.m, after probably a dozen runs, I went, oh, my God, I haven't experienced any lactic acid in my legs. Mm-hmm. There was no fatigue whatsoever. And I, at the time I was not exercising at all. There was nothing to explain why that lactic acid I'd experienced in 40 years of skiing was gone. None at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to experience that.
I think the thing that, we've been using the drops for 11 years or whatever. You don't really know what you're going to need until you get where you're going. And then when you do, you wish you would have packed for the trip, kind of like a thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you don't, I don't think that, you know, when you're in your 50s, that you think of what it's going to be like when you're in your 60s. And then when you're in your 60s, what it's going to be like when you're in your 70s. But I can honestly say I have just watched Greg build a greenhouse and with his own bare hands. With his own bare hands. I mean, in his was six more than 60-ish, 60, more than 65. I mean, he's just in incredible shape. And he's got an amazing amount of stamina and endurance. Well, when you're in your 50s, you don't think, geez, when I get into my 65-ishes, I'm going to build a greenhouse and I'm going to surely hope I have the energy and the stamina to do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are just activities that we don't normally think about. So I think the drops are for the long game.
Right.
You know, there are people who are really committed to living well and living long and expecting to live well and expecting to live long. I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to write yourself off and just decide that, you know, okay, well, it's over when I'm 65 and I'm going to do this and do that, you know, maybe those drops aren't for you. I think one of the reasons why they appeal to men is because men are in it to win it for the big game.
Well, when you think of how the retirement age is supposed to be 65,
mm-hmm.
and how people, Greg mentioned it a couple of times, how you buy into the aging game when you expect to end up with your personalized wheelchair, end up in the hospital with tubes running out of every orifice. That's what you'll get. And we just don't, we just tell people that that's doesn't have to be you. You can create your own life plan. Excuse me.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see with James, who's younger and gets started on them earlier in his life, what his stamina and his ability will be, mental capacity. You know, I think that, you know, when you're healthier and you're happier, you have a higher level of vibration, frequency, joy, and that brings you and attracts to you a greater level of, you know, wealth, vitality, well-being into your life. I mean, they just go hand in hand. A joyful expectation and a positive outlook and expectancy that life is going to meet you and that it's going to provide for you. And the drops seem to open people up to that. And I noticed mm-hmm. that people who use them, whether it was the guys who wrote into the book or the people that we know and that we're in the circle with, they do have that situation. And also they are able to navigate through circumstances a lot more fluidly.
Right. Yes. It'll be interesting. Hopefully Jason listens to this part. I don't know if he's on the drops or not, but it would be really cool to hear what he has to say. I know that Michael in South Africa, for example, he said that when he started taking the drops, he no longer needed hallucinogens like ayahuasca that he'd been doing on a ritual basis. He said the drops gave him a more consistent level of inner seeking and illumination. So, you know, there's all that. And yes, we just want people to get the highest level of wellness. Certainly what everybody's expressing in our testimonials from customer service is they've never had a magnesium that's so well absorbed or so effective, et cetera, et cetera. But we do want more people to take the RNA reset drops now because that is their next step.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Greg. And thank you, James, for being on the show. We've got about another 20 minutes. And Carolyn, I think we've got some testimonials to do. And if anybody's on the line who wants to ask you questions, *9 on your phone. We've got a couple of hands raised here. Anything else you want to add, Carolyn, before we let these guys go?
No, just to thank you, Greg and James, wholeheartedly, and big hugs. I really appreciate you coming on. It means a lot to me and to our listeners. So
you're welcome.
Mahalo.
Thank you very much. And I'm glad you got the conversation started. And I'm glad we were able to add to it.
Yeah. And I can't wait for you to have your own radio show. Man, that voice.
We're bringing James back on for Spotlight. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to make him come on and say something.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you, too, Greg. Now. Thank you, James. Thank you. Okay. What other things do we have to do that you would like to do, Caroline?
Yes. Well, our dear Jennifer brings us testimonials. So she got the specific testimonials for men. So let's run through them. You can keep track and see if anybody hits the I want to talk to you button, and I'll stop after each testimonial to see, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Jacob is saying, I've been on Total Body Reset for a number of months. My life is now so much easier due to enormous levels of energy. My happiness starts as I wake up early in the morning, really looking for new exciting events in the day. I'm at the peak of my physical, mental, and spiritual life. It is all due to Dr. Dean's Total Body Reset. I exercise on a regular basis, and nothing seems to be difficult for me in life. I feel like I was given a new lease on life. Taking into consideration that I'm 69 years old, still working full-time, and treating alternative ways and supporting my wife with breast cancer. I send my thanks and gratitude to Dr. Dean. So there's a little bit of a typo there. But now the Total Body Reset, does that include the RNA reset drops, Ginny?
Oh, yeah.
So there's Jacob taking the drops. And he's, a couple of months, and there he is, you know, swimming through life downstream.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Number two, I started using Remag last winter because of a terrible back pain due to two consecutive doses of an antibiotic called Cipro. We know what Cipro is. This is sidebar. It's a fluoride drug. The fluoride can break down and bind with magnesium and put a magnesium fluoride compound, which is very brittle, into the tendons and joints. And in this case, it sounds like into this person, Anthony's back. I couldn't even go to bed because the pain was atrocious. After receiving the Remag, it took a few weeks, but the pain started to leave. And eventually after 3 months, it was pretty cleared up. Please take into consideration, I have a stage 4 prostate cancer with bone metastases, and Remag still helped me. Because of this, I will order more, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for creating such a wonderful product. So what Anthony is doing there is by saturating with the Remag, he's replacing the depleted magnesium that was caused by the binding of the fluoride with the magnesium in his body, creating the magnesium deficiency. And we'll have to assume that the Remag is also bumping out the magnesium fluoride. The body has a turnover. If the magnesium fluoride brittle compound finds itself into cells, then those cells will go through a life cycle and die, and you can detox from such a poisoning. I would be taking Realign as well. This next one, Mark is saying, thank you, Dr. Dean, for saving my life. I've been a longtime user of Remag. I also have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. A few years ago, I got lazy and stopped using Remag. Then I noticed significant edema in both my feet. As a former emergency medical technician, I recognize this as a sign of congestive heart failure. Also read about diabetes causing the kidneys to excrete an excessive amount of minerals. And then I recalled one of your books that a serious deficiency of magnesium causes heart disease. I began using Remag again, raised my dose to 1 tablespoon. It did not take long for my cardiovascular system to heal, as evidenced by the disappearance of edema in my feet, good blood pressure, etc. Were it not for the information you've published about magnesium over the years, I would have given in to my well-meaning doctor's pressure to inject insulin daily for my diabetes and take multiple oral hypoglycemic medications, which would have accelerated the depletion of magnesium in my body, causing a downward spiral of my health, resulting in an early death, et cetera, et cetera. I've managed my diabetes today following Dr. Jason Fung's recommendation of fasting and intermittent fasting and your products. Again, thank you, Dr. Dean, for saving my life. Wow, pretty awesome. Ginny, any calls?
Yes, we do have a caller on the line. Again, if you're here to talk to Dr. Dean, star nine will raise your hand in the studio and let us know you have a question or comment, and we will put you on the line with Dr. Dean. For now, we'll go to area code 731. 731, if you could hit the blue button or star six to come into the call. Area code 731. There you go. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla. How you doing?
I think I'm doing fairly well, except that I have a split tooth. I hit a bone chip in my hamburger.
Oh, dear.
And it split a molar all the way to the root. And the dentist either wants to do a root canal or pull the tooth. Send me to the oral surgeon to pull the tooth. Well, I don't want a root canal because of the chemicals. Mm-hmm. But I remembered that you talked about certain anesthetics that are not, certain ones that are worse for you. And I was wondering what those were, or what I should ask the oral surgeon to use.
So are you going for pulling the tooth?
Yes, I guess so.
Right. Well, the,
you have something else? You have another suggestion that you would do?
Well, I've had root canals, and what I do is take my Pico Silver in. I'll get a new bottle so that they see that the seal's not broken. And I ask them to irrigate the canal with the Pico Silver so that they don't put in chemicals, and so that the Pico Silver will keep you from having any infection in the bed there that they're creating. Then afterwards, I put Remag and Pico Silver together and kind of gargle swish it around that tooth several times a day. So, I mean, that's what I've done. Because otherwise, with the gap there,
I'm deadly alert to the local anesthetic.
I see. Okay.
Right. And I wasn't sure that I'm tough enough to sit through the root canal procedure without any anesthetic.
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Because most of the anesthetics are the same. What I say about anesthetics is mostly the ones to put you to sleep. They're fluoride based, but local ones are. I don't even know if there's more than one or two of the local anesthetics. And
I'm anaphylactic reaction to the cane. There's lidocaine, novocaine, and benzocaine, and I don't remember. I think there's six of them that they tested, and they said it's the cane in the local anesthetic.
Well, you're asking me for a miracle, and I don't think I have one for you this time.
Well, what I was wondering, but the most of the general anesthetics are fluoride based.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So, yeah, if you could get a non-fluoride-based general anesthetic, get them to put you to sleep and take it out.
Right.
Yeah, that's what you would do. Right.
All right.
Okay.
And maybe it's a stupid question, but see, because I can't take ibuprofen and Tylenol and those things either.
Mm-hmm.
So I was considering taking my Remag lotion along and like liberally slathering my cheek before surgery.
Oh yeah, that would work. And also, you know, taking a large dose orally before the surgery too. I mean, there are some general surgeons who are that smart about magnesium is they put up an IV of magnesium. And if you had a doctor who would give you an IV of magnesium, that would really help.
Well, the last time that I got a tooth surgery done, he knows he can't use his local anesthetic. So he was trying to find something. And he used Benadryl, but it ulcerated my mouth.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And he's up a stump, so it might help him if I were to take a new bottle of Remag and just tell him, you know, can you use any of this for pain?
Right, right.
He wouldn't want to use that in the IV, would he?
No. But they have their magnesium.
It would have to be magnesium. Sulfate.
No, well, ask for magnesium chloride IV because that your right. body's used to that because that's what Remag is. Yeah. Don't go to the sulfate.
All right. Well, you may have just helped me a whole lot.
Oh, that's good. A little mini miracle. A mini miracle.
Yeah. Well, it's like. And then surely there has to be something
of
that
course.
We could do.
Of course. Yes.
And it's like the bag lotion, it's going to help. And this is my theory. It would help the muscles to relax. And it seemed to me like it would help expedite the healing.
Right. And look up an ear acupuncture chart because the jaw area is in the lobe of the ear. When I've had dental work, I'll put I have little ear acupuncture needles and I just stick one in my lobe of my ear, but you could just beforehand rub your earlobe hard for a while and then afterward as well. And that really does help.
Help. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, Priscilla.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you. Great questions, yes, as always. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ginny.
Yes, that's
right. I know, Priscilla's. I mean, look, such a bright, happy person. And each time she comes, well, you know, I'm deathly allergic to this and this just about killed me. And she's just adorable. It's really sweet. But there was, there was one question that came in and I should get to it. So Melody Rose will be happy. Okay, this gentleman is saying he's wondering what I would recommend for male hormones disrupted by short-term use of Propecia. Propecia is a hormone drug used for, I guess it's for male pattern baldness, for Pete's sakes. But let me just check. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Propecia. Come. Propecia. It's not letting me. My internet connection must be okay because I'm on with you. Hair restoration treatments.
Mm.
So it's a drug for hair restoration. No, it's not. That's what they... side effect. It's used to shrink an enlarged prostate in adult men. So it's used for benign prostate hypertrophy, which I talk about in the book, so people don't have to use Propecia, which in this gentleman resulted in high testosterone, high hydroxytestosterone, and high FSH. He wonders if they can be normalized without more hormone replacement. He says he follows cyclical keto with moderate protein, high or fat, low carb, avoiding wheat and dairy for years. It seems the enzymes for hormone conversion could have issues, possibly, or mineral levels could be off. Been taking chelated magnesium for years with methylated multi. That would be a multi with bees, because it's the bees that are methylated. And it seems it does not absorb, as my RBC magnesium was recently 3.9, which is low, and stools loosen after 300 milligrams of magnesium. I'm starting your REMAG, but looking for how hormone system can normalize or be reset overall with little harm from things like Propecia. So he sent the labs. One of the labs showed an autoimmune indicator slightly elevated, and his testosterone was elevated. So since he, this gentleman had not been getting a saturation dose of magnesium at 300, he was getting loose stools, then the REMAG is definitely going to show us if things will sort themselves out, because, you know, what we're dealing with the REMAG, and he should probably also take REMITE as well for the different minerals. Even the zinc in there is helpful for the prostate, and the Realign for taking out the trash, and just observe the shifts. I don't know if he's having any symptoms or he's just reacting to the labs. The fact that there is an autoimmune indicator that that tells me that the immune system has been thrown off. Possibly there is yeast overgrowth. So I would go to, besides, personally, if I were a man, I would take the REMITE, REMAG, Realign, do yeast management, which is Flora Revive and Pico Silver. And what the Pico Silver is going to do is give him the stem cell production so that would go and help the prostate, and also help the different organs that are creating these excess hormones, because he even says it himself. He's wondering if his the hormone conversion could have issues. And the enzymes that help to make the hormones, because any enzyme process in the body requires nutrients. 80% of the known metabolic function, which is involving enzymes, requires magnesium. So yes, hormone conversion enzymes would be in that bucket. And by taking enough REMAG, that could just sort things out. Basically, with anything that people ask us about, I mean, I can give these types of details, but with anything, it's take the nutrient building blocks that help the structure and function of any and all cells in the body, and, you know, do your own experiment and see how things improve, because they always do improve.
Those are perfect words to end the show with. We've got 1 minute to say our goodbyes, but they always do improve. Carolyn, anything else you'd like to add?
No, great show. I loved it. And every time we have a show like this, we think, oh, let's have more guests. It was great. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it very much. So thank you, everybody who participated. Go get the book at drcaroldeanlive.com, the men's health book, and join us for our men's health seminar on Thursday. You'll get more email notices about that.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.